This is Infidel One. Offending Coyote Down. Offending Coyote Down.
Roger that.
Welcome to Trappin' Radio. We're proud, organic, free-range, wild fur farmers of North America.
Let me tell you a little story about how I was raised. Every day work, every day pray. God, family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one.
Now let's cover our sponsors. They do a lot to help support Trappin' Radio. So I'm asking you guys out there and gals to help support our sponsors as they keep Trappin' Radio on the air. First sponsors, Oki Cable and Trap Supply. Jeb's the owner of this. He's out of Oklahoma. Super guy. You'll not meet anybody nicer. It's somebody you're going to want to deal with. You can reach him at oktrapsupply.com. You can give Jeb a call at 918-429-4648. Not only does he do trap supply guys, he's a fur buyer, so if you're around the Oklahoma or surrounding states, give him a call with your fur. When you need stuff, give him a call and he'll get it out to you as soon as he can. Our second sponsor is F&T Fur Harvesters Trading Post. Everything you need for trapping, hunting with hounds, and predator calling. Guys, if you're into trapping fur, hunting fur, chasing fur with dogs, you're not going to be able to think of hardly anything that you can't get from F&T. You can reach them at fntpost.com. You can also give them a call at 989-727-8727. Whatever you want, F&T's got it. Blue Ridge Outdoor Supplies. Scott Payne is the owner of this business. He's in Elkton, Virginia. He also has a lure line, Mountain Rebel Lures and Baits. He's got a great coyote trapping video. He's also a fur buyer in Virginia. Anything that you're looking for and your trapping needs, give Scott a call and he'll get it right out to you. Wildlife Control Supplies, proven solutions for wildlife control, delivering value, expertise, and products to the wildlife individual. If you're an ADC business, control business, even fur trapping, you need to look at these guys' website. Top-notch company, have everything you would want, even the odd stuff that ADC guys are looking for. You can reach them at wildlifecontrolsupplies.com. You can give them a call at 877-684-7262. International number is 860-844-0101. If you're a wildlife control professional, you need to have Wildlife Control Supplies as one of your favorites on your computer or your phone, because when you come across something that you need specialized equipment, Alan will get it right out to you.
Now let's go trapping.
See, I'm a flag flying, Bible toting son of a gun. Yeah, I'm hell on the heart, just a rebel on the run. Scared, don't know it. Fear, don't feel it. The truth is the light. Sometimes you gotta fight. Good beats bad, right beats wrong. I'm a barroom preacher and this is my song. I'm climbing for the top, representing for the country. I'm the people's champ, right out to dig. Shotgun toter, Republican voter, Hank Jr. supporter, let's protect our border. To hell with anyone who don't believe in the USA, cause this is what I say.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got...
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with a fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Can I get an amen on that? I cannot hear you. If that seemed kooky to you, what that was, you're probably not going to like this show. I'm doing something today, and the reason I'm doing it is I got a ton of feedback from the show about Trapping Like a Kid. I had no idea that shows like that would resonate with people the way they did. And since that time, I've been thinking about doing something that I want to do for a long time. I just didn't know how it would be taken, and I still don't. Because this is going to be a show, if you're a cynical, life-loathing person that thinks everything is bad, and everything is going to be bad in your life no matter what you do, and there's nothing you can do to get out of it except be miserable and have a miserable existence, you are not going to like this show. Guys, that ain't me. I don't know how to think that way. I don't know how to talk that way. And I sure don't believe that way. Now, tonight's show is definitely talking about trapping. Some of the clips you're going to be hearing are obviously not me, just like the one you just heard. But when they're talking about certain things, take, because a lot of these are based on sports or business. If you're wanting to be a fire-breathing, just animal-crushing black plague that's going across the face of the earth during trapping season, this show is absolutely what you need. if you're wanting to be able to go from 10 coyotes to 50 coyotes, this show is what you need. And you need to listen to this show often. Because not from what I'm saying, but from what a lot of the speakers you're going to be hearing tonight are saying. Are you a lion among lions chasing the same prey? You know, we in our cynical society today, where everything is made fun of and laughed at and put down and put aside, we've absolutely crushed most people's human spirits. They're afraid to make a stand on anything. They're afraid to set a goal because someone's going to make fun of them. They're afraid to put something out there where everybody is going to know if they won or lost on something. Dustin Drew writes for me on Wolfer Nation. He puts it out there the way it comes across. Do you know what I told Dustin the first time when I asked him to start writing about some of the things he was emailing me? Dude, put it in front of everybody. Tell them what you're doing. Trust me, you'll be a better trapper from this afterwards. You'll think about what you're doing better. You will work harder than you ever have, because all of a sudden now there's going to be 100,000 trappers that's going to know if you're catching or not catching if you run a journal online in front of people. Guys, that takes steel cojones to do what Dustin does on Wolfer Nation when he talks about that. He puts it out there in front of people. I'll make the same challenge to anybody listening to this show. If you've got the guts and the drive and you haven't given up on life to the point where you're scared and shaking in a corner somewhere that someone's going to make fun of you because you say something or you didn't catch what they caught or you don't use the same traps they use or the same sets, same bait, same lure, same everything, so you just kind of sit over in the corner and just don't do anything. I'm making the same challenge to everybody that's listening to this show that's going to get this show, the same thing. Start doing a trapline journal. Either put it on your own website. You can send it to me with pictures, and I will put it on my website. Because what we're going to talk about tonight is for the guys out there that really want to get something done, really want to become a better trapper, really, really, really are going to do it. And if you were to put a weekly journal about what you've done, what you've learned, what you figured out didn't work, what you've caught, what type of sets you're putting in, all that type stuff, in front of 100,000 trappers, trust me, you're going to work a little bit harder. You're not going to sleep as late as you used to. Your traps are going to be ready way before season. You're going to have 10 times the property that you can physically trap. You're going to make sure those traps are bedded. You're going to make sure your coyote sets are natural. You're going to be trying different things. More than that, you're going to be pushing yourself, because you know if you make a commitment like this, you're going to have people that's either going to, he started it and he ain't here no more after 2 weeks. He don't have the commitment to do it. Or what happened to him? Because when you start doing what Dustin has done and you lay it out there that way, holy cow, you talking about absolute motivation to do something, because peer pressure and tribalism is pretty freaking strong. I don't care what anybody says. So if you want to be a better trapper, I'm going to challenge you personally, not the guy sitting next to you, not the other guy listening to the show, but you. You want to become a better trapper? You write me a weekly trapping journal and put it online. It can have videos from YouTube. It can be in written form. It can be almost like a Tumblr account. It can be whatever you want. Be honest inside of this thing. Don't try to pad the numbers, pad your catch, pad the good stuff, forget the bad stuff. Put it out there. Trust me, you will be so far ahead than what you are if you're just doing it by yourself, under the cover of darkness where no one knows what you're doing. If you're the guy that kind of appeals to, oh, you're going to like this show, I believe. If you're a guy that thinks that's silly, I would go ahead and turn the radio show off and come back when we're talking about the fur market next week. Because I'm going to tell you the secret to trapping. The absolute, hands down, secret of trapping. And I don't care if you can ride around with Greg's when he was catching all those mink back before anybody thought you could catch that many mink in Iowa during the Great Depression, or Bill Nelson, or O'Gorman, or Red O'Hearn, or I can name some other names, Phil Brown. I guarantee you there is a dedication to what they're doing that's inspiring to what people sit around and cheer about guys getting paid all that money to play football on TV. Dedication to what they're doing. Sacrifice that most people would cry if they just listened to and cringe. They set their mind to something and they did it. That is kind of what I want you to think about. So if you find yourself next year, the year after, whatever, pull this radio show up. Fast forward past me. I really don't care. Listen to some of these clips I'm going to be having in here. They're inspiring to the right people. They're inspiring to the person that really wants to get something done. But they're not going to help anybody out there, me included, if you just listen to them, get a little bit of testosterone jump, and go back to doing what you were doing before. If you were to... I'm going to say something that's a little bit crazy. If you would listen to speakers and stuff like what I'm talking about and start reading books with guys that talk about some of the stuff that you're going to be hearing tonight in some of these clips, and quit watching all the stuff that you watch on TV, start listening to some audio books of stuff where it's actually somewhat motivating in your own life, where it's practical, where it keeps success and going forward in a certain manner, dude, your trapping's going to be 20 times better because you're not going to have all the junk that's coming on. I've got a habit when I get up in the morning of turning on Fox News. I've got a new habit where I don't do that. I may watch it with no sound on it. I'm cruising YouTube as I'm printing orders and stuff, looking for stuff just like this that you're going to be hearing to. This is what I want going in my brain. This is what keeps me thinking, what if? Why not try that? I need to do this if I'm going to reach that goal. This is the type of stuff that is the secret to trapping. It's your brain. It's your will. It's the reason some people are just better than others, and it's not because they're more talented. It's not because they have some secret knowledge of the animals. It's not they don't have a secret set or a secret lure. Are they in a better place than everybody else in the country? Or are they cheating or whatever else people want to think? Their brain works different than most people. They have a drive most people do not understand. The drive I'm talking about is beat out of you by the systems we have in place in this country. You are made fun of if you talk about some of the stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. You make fun of me. I really don't care. I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I can see the absolute destruction of people's lives because they follow the normal plans that people have in life. You go to school, you study, you go to college, you get out, you get a job you really don't want, you get a few weeks vacation, you try to do some fun stuff in between, you're old when you retire, you're pretty much broke down, and you kind of sit around and just try to do a little bit here and there. That ain't for me. To me, that is lunacy. And the reason I think the way that I think is because I search out people that think the same way, and that's to go get it. That's to turn it on at every possibility. That's the reason I love trying new stuff. That turns me on. Motivating trappers to be better than me? Dude, that's awesome. You know, Brandon Johnson's down in North Carolina right now. He's probably going to break my 121 otter record, my personal record. There's guys that's caught more. I've talked to a fur buyer that's bought fur from a guy that's bought 400 otters, so it makes my record look pretty freaking small, really. But if Brandon beats it, I owe him a steak dinner because I told him I would do that. I want him to beat my record. I want somebody to come up with a lure that is better than Cat Collector. I'm not going to be mad at you if you do that. Dude, I'm going to be inspired by that. That means I've got to come up with something else. Now, will I compete with you in that market? Oh, yeah, I will. I will try to absolutely dominate that. But I'm not going to be mad at you. I want you to do better than me. There's guys that's caught more beaver. I've caught 1,100 beaver. If you're a beaver trapper, dude, catch 2,000. You've got a cheerleader in Tennessee that wants you to catch 2,000. I'm not going to put you down because you catch 2,000. I'm not going to think you're cheating if you catch 2,000. I'm not going to say that you did it because of this or that, or I couldn't have caught that much because of this. Dude, congratulations. That's the type of stuff that turns me on. But it's from thinking like this is the reason I think like that. And the reason most people don't think like the stuff you're going to be hearing tonight is because you get up and you listen to drudgery on the news. Then you get in the car and you listen to drudgery on the news. And you're thinking about going to a job that's drudgery with other people that are in drudgery. And then you go out to lunch and you don't want to go back to lunch and you're wishing it's Friday. And then, oh my God, it's Monday again and you don't want to do that. And you're praying for those 2 weeks a year. And then you come home and you watch more news or you listen to something else on talk radio and it's more drudgery. And then you watch TV and everybody's telling you how bad your life sucks because you're not like these people you see on TV. You're not as pretty. You don't have the clothes. You don't have the right car. You don't have the right house. You don't live in the right area. You don't do this. Oh my God. No wonder we think the way we think. That's up to you guys. That's up to you personally. You can believe that marketing if you want to. I don't believe it. I see it for what it is. It's called propaganda. I don't fall for that. Not going to. And if you've caught yourself in that cycle where everything is just, oh my goodness, the gas just going to always be higher. This is going to be bad. This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. And that's all you're thinking. All, dude, I can tell you right now, you're trapping or your business or your family life or anything is always going to be with that context wrapped around it. And you're never going to get to enjoy the one of the greatest gifts you've got. And that's today. That's tomorrow. That's next week. And I'm going to put this stuff that we're talking about in context of trapping. But guys, it doesn't have to be trapping. It can be anything. It can be absolutely anything. We're going to have, I'm working on notes to do why every trapper should have a business. You will not believe how foolish people are that are trappers that don't have a business. And I'm going to do a teaser right now, just so you understand the difference of this. If I spend $1,000 on equipment, do you know that same equipment probably cost you $1,500 because you don't have a business? And I'm not even talking wholesale difference. I'm talking dollar to dollar value. It's insane how people absolutely sabotage their life. And when I go into the business of trapping, dude, you really got to get on it. You need to take care of your own self. You need to start planning for your own future, and you need to have a will to make that happen. It ain't going to happen. There's no perfect time, no perfect spot, no perfect situation. You have got to make this stuff up. You have got to make the perfect time. You've got to make things happen. Nothing's going to happen for you unless you make it happen. But it takes a mindset. If you want to go catch, there's a lot of guys that catch 1,000 beaver. Be the guy that catches 3,000 beaver if that's what you want to do. And I'm not talking about wanting. You want to know what wanting is? Watch American Idol. They run thousands of people through there that can't sing. They all want to be superstars. They can't sing. I can't sing. I know better than go to American Idol. It'd definitely be in the comic reel. But they want it. But they're not willing to learn to sing for it. They're not willing to sacrifice going to singing lessons for it. They're not willing to even to pay attention to reality enough to know what their talents are. They just want it. Want doesn't have anything to do with anything getting done. You know, I'd like to be about 6'5" and have a body like Brad Pitt. But I ain't, just because I would think it would be kind of cool, I'm not willing. Well, one, I couldn't grow. But two, I like eating bacon. And I like eating sausage. And I like eating butter. I'm not going to ever look like Brad Pitt. Just because I want to don't make it's going to happen. I'm not willing to sacrifice what it takes for Brad Pitt to look like Brad Pitt. Not a chance. There's other things way more important to me in life and then the way that I look or the car that I drive so my neighbor will be impressed for 2 weeks while I pay for it for 5. I'm not interested in that type of stuff. I'm interested in successful, and want doesn't have anything to do with it. Drive has everything to do with it. So if you're the guy that wants to do something more and you're trapping, you've got to change your brain waves and the way you're thinking about it. I guarantee it. Because you want to know why you hadn't doubled your catch this year from last year? It's you. Because if I stuck a gun to your head or your family's head, and if you catch 300 raccoons, and I said, you don't bring me 600 raccoons by the end of February, I'm gonna start pulling the trigger. You would have 600 coons at my feet at that time, if that was a realistic situation. So if you could do it then, you can do it now.
And the problem with most of you, never felt no pain before. Y'all spoiled. You never had to do nothing for yourself. You're spoiled. We're going to keep it real tonight. Some of you are spoiled brats. Every time you ever got in trouble, somebody in your house got you out of it. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. If you don't have a 4.0, what you need to be doing is studying. You can make sacrifices when Monday Night Football is not on. You can make a sacrifice. But when the game come on, for some reason, you just attach to it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. If you give up your cell phone, you would be successful. Some of you need to give up your cell phone because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the cell. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. Watch what it says. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before. But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you saw. I'm dropping. Why are you dropping? You can't get through a writing class and you got tutor after tutor, resource after resource. The problem is you ain't never felt no pain before. You're soft. It's a soft generation. You quit on everything. I'm serious. Pain is temporary. Go through it. At the end of pain is success.
Sacrifice. That's something a lot of people don't know what it is anymore. Not really. Most people coast. You know what I'm talking about. You get up, you go to work, you come home, you piddle, you watch TV, and you go to bed. Coasting. There's a video coming up that I think there's something in there, and it gets kind of unclear at this point. I want to go and say what it is. And I'm sure some of y'all know who this guy is, and some of you don't. 50 Cent. I don't know his real name. He's a great big black guy that does rap. He got tattoos, earrings. He doesn't stand for anything very good. But, you know, he came from nothing. And he learned something real quick. Sleep is for broke people. And what he meant by that is most people aren't willing to sacrifice anything today for something better tomorrow. And that goes on your trap line. If you're not willing to sacrifice something, and everybody has different things they're looking for when it comes to trapping. You know, what turns me on now in my trapping and what turned me on 15 years ago, guys, are two totally different things. 15 years ago, I was all about the numbers. All about the numbers. That's all I cared about. I dreamed about it. I planned for it. I worked on it. I did some really stupid stuff to make extra money to get more traps to be able to go do it. I took some crazy chances to get numbers. My average day when I was back in that time started way before daylight and ended usually after midnight for 4 and 5 months straight. There was, when I made the year-long Blitzkrieg video, I saw my wife 5 days out of 4 months. Sacrifice. Now, see, you may be thinking, well, I don't want to do that. That's fine. You know, looking back on it now, since I'm a little older, things are more important than just trapping. I should not abuse my marriage the way I did at that time. I was so focused on what I wanted to do, on how many animals I was going to catch, on what those animals were bringing, on every single thing about that. The only thing I had and it mattered to me in life was the actual numbers. I would push myself to the point, most people don't know this, I actually had to take cortisone shots in my elbows during that time because I beat so many steaks in a year. I'm not bragging about that. I just go get the shots. I wasn't slowing down. I've trapped with dislocated shoulder before. It didn't make any difference to me. I've had hypothermia several times. I would do really stupid things in a boat and a canoe because I know there's going to be fur. And you can ask Newt Sterling about one of them. Because I think we've talked about it either in a video or in a radio show. So focused on what I wanted to do. I sacrificed so much to do that. Most people have never sacrificed anything for anything that matters. Now, most people will use an excuse called time. I don't have time. Well, guys, let me tell you what. They make a little thing that you can go buy for about $300 down at Walmart. It's called a GoPro. You can stick it on your head. You can put it anywhere, really. It's a neat little device. If you think you don't have time, I got another challenge for you. Run the camera every second that you're awake. Show the clock when you get up and when you go to bed for a week. I will build a separate website to run that. I will put it on YouTube because of the amount of footage and the server cost. And then let the trapping community decide if you really don't have any time. Because for some reason, people don't consider the time they have before work as time, during lunch as time, after work as time. TV time doesn't count as time. Cell phone doesn't count as time. Facebook, trapping forums, all these other things don't count as time. But they lump that in together as they don't have time. People ask me all the time, how do you do that much content on Wolfer Nation? Guys, I write more than every single trapping magazine has written for them in a year. I do that myself. I'm not bragging about that. I've got a goal, the reason I'm doing that. There's a reason I'm doing that. Not because I want to see something I've written on the internet. I've got a goal for that. That's the only reason I do it. I do the radio show. It takes me about 3 hours a week to put an hour radio show out the way that I do it right now. A show like this is a lot longer of actual time. I trap. I do control business. I do instruction. I run a school. I build lures. I package orders. I do wholesale orders. I could go on and on. Time? I still waste time. All the time I'm wasting time. And then someone says with a 40-hour job that they ain't got no time? Please. It's excuses. It's not willing to sacrifice. The reason most people don't catch the fur that they want to catch is they ain't willing to sacrifice for it. If a black rapper can figure it out, surely the goodness you can. I mean, it's insanity to me when I hear people say they don't have time. Put a camera on. Write a journal. Keep up with what you do on a day-to-day basis.
It will sicken you at the end of the week how much time you've lost. You'll never get it back. Wasting time does no good. Now, is it time to relax? Absolutely. Is it good to go on vacation? Absolutely. I love going on vacation. That's when I write trapping books. That's when I go do a bunch of other stuff because I'm doing what I want to do. It ain't really work. I want to do it. But you got to be willing to sacrifice. Most people don't know what physical pain is. You know, I just watched a movie called Lone Survivor, Marcus Luttrell. I've read his book. Do you know the difference? And Mike, if you're listening to this, Mike Seaton, don't take offense to this, but I'm going to use a Ranger as an example. Do you know the difference between a Ranger and a Navy SEAL? Physically, nothing. Mentally, everything. When you read the book, even more than the movie Lone Survivor, do you know how they continued in the fight when they were all shot, blown up, broke legs, broke ribs, one with a broke back, and they stayed in the fight up until the very end? Because in their minds, that's just the way it was. Not being able to do something, not sacrificing for something right now, is a foreign concept to the way that they're trained in the Navy SEALs. I can't's not in their vocabulary. I don't have time is not in their vocabulary. They train almost every single day. It's insanity when you study what those men go through. And that the mental capability is the only difference between a Ranger and a SEAL. Rangers would not have lasted that long. I would have not lasted that long with the infantry. My brain would have said, this is hopeless. At a certain point, I've been shot. I've got broke stuff sticking out of me, and it's time to give up. That never entered their mind because they didn't know how to think that way. They had sacrificed a lot of different things up to that point to where that's just the world they lived in. Now, if you want to be a better trapper or a better husband or a better granddad or a better businessman, what are you willing to sacrifice? Most people don't know what the word means. It's a cliche. If you're watching TV 4 hours a night, you're not really serious about catching more fur. If you don't have permissions lined up at the wazoo by the time trapping season gets here, you're not that serious about catching more fur. If you hadn't learned how to streamline your trapping in your systems, and you're not always improving that, you're not serious about catching a lot of fur. You want to catch more fur. Hell, I'd like to win the lottery. I don't even play the lottery. I'd like to win it, but since I don't play it, guess what? I ain't getting it. You gotta be willing to sacrifice certain things to do certain things. Now, catching 1,000 coons is a lot different than someone wanting to learn how to trap or go catch 100 coon. Greatly different, but there's still sacrifice, and most people aren't willing to do it. They're not willing to cut out computer time to go catch more fur. They're not willing to get off the cell phone to go catch more fur. They're not willing to not watch as much TV to go catch more fur. They're just not. And if I'm talking to you and you think I'm picking on you, I'm not. But if it's kind of digging at you what I'm saying right now, change. It's as simple as that. People make things way too complicated in life. I mean, when I was doing numbers, it was 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I was doing something to meet that goal of those numbers I wanted to make. It was not an option. A lot of times when I would go out on dates with my wife, all I could do was think about what I needed to do when it come to trapping. Now, that's getting borderline obsessive. And I'm not saying that's the way you need to be. But you're never going to get to whatever you're considering a next level in anything if you're not willing to sacrifice for it. Most people live their life thinking that something miraculously is going to show up in their life and be handed to them. If you want to make more money and your job doesn't pay you what you need to be making, learn how to do something else that makes you more money. Is it inconvenient? Yes. If the way you're trapping is not getting you the animals you need to, learn a different way. Try something different. A lot of times it's as simple as people just don't have the property to trap on. If you made it your job to get permission, and you were going to get 100 permissions no matter what, you would get 100 permissions over a year. And I don't care where you live in the country. But people are afraid of hearing no. They're afraid of the time that it's going to take to go get those permissions. They don't know what to say. They don't know this. They don't know that. They don't know it because they ain't ever done it. They ain't never done it because they're afraid to do it and they're willing to sacrifice a little bit of embarrassment possibly till they figure it out. Get over it. If what you want to accomplish is more important than a little bit of embarrassment when you get turned down for permission, you're never going to get anywhere. Now I'm going to talk a little bit more about this stuff when I go into business. If you want to build a brand in trapping and you're not writing an article a week for trapping magazines to hone your craft because you say, I don't know how to write, you're right. You don't know how to write because you don't write. If it was important to you, seriously important to you, and it mattered to you to build a brand in trapping for whatever that goal is that you have or anything else in life, you'll learn how to write. You know how to write. You may not write well when you first start off, like everything else. First time I rode a bike, I almost had to go to the hospital. I had to learn. You don't know how to write because you don't write, and you're not willing to learn how to write. So in other words, it's not that important to you. So guess what? It ain't going to happen. The aliens are not going to put the ability to write like Hemingway in your head just because you want it to be that way. I talk to guys all the time that are looking for ways to make money in trapping. Build stuff for other trappers. What would make your life easier? Go build it for them. I don't know how to weld. Learn how to weld. See how simple life really is? If you need to go get an extra job to be able to go buy a $500 welder from Tractor Supply, and you go bug somebody you know that welds or watch it on YouTube enough till you figure out how to put two pieces of metal together, do it. If that is too complicated and too far out of your realm of comfort zone, dude, you're just gonna be exactly where you are somewhere down the road, and that's sad. I don't know how to weld. Well, if it's important to you, you'll learn. It's important you learn how to catch a coyote or a raccoon. You learn how to do it. You know how to do it when you first started. You're like everybody else out there bouncing around not knowing what's going on. If you want to do an online business with internet somehow and you don't know how the internet works, learn. It's simple. Sacrifice something else to learn how to do the internet. I don't exactly get thrilled when I read all the books I read on search engine optimization and content and how search engines work and it's studying other people that's successful in the internet business. That stuff's really kind of boring to me. But it's important to me in my business to know how to do that, so I do it. Most people aren't willing to even go that far. Most people are afraid to go out of state. They're not willing to sacrifice the chance of not succeeding for the greatness of succeeding when you go out of state. Just scared. I don't understand that. That mentality is foreign to me. So if you're not willing to sacrifice a little bit, guys, to meet your goals, you're not going to meet them. It's not going to happen. Because I guarantee you, somebody that's a big name in trapping right now is Phil Brown. You know, there's a big difference in the area he's at. There's a lot of guys that catch 200 and 300 fox. And that's a respectable number. There ain't a whole lot of guys that catch 1,000. There ain't a whole lot of guys that's bounced around 1,000 several times. I bet if you were to get Phil Brown by himself, because I've never asked him, I don't have to ask him. He sacrifices about everything in his life during that season to get that. People want to catch 1,000, but they ain't willing to sacrifice for 1,000. Don't be that person. Don't just float around in what you're doing, no matter what it is. Don't float around in it. You got to go get it. You got to figure out what it takes to go get it, and then you got to sacrifice to go get it. Trust me, your life will be so much different if you go about that route. You'll be a strange bird with almost everybody you meet, because you're going to have something in life to live for. Something in life you're striving for. Most people don't strive for anything. And that's what they get, nothing. So if you want to be a better trapper, in the Army we had a term, it was called enjoying the suck. And you know, in a very perverted, sadistic kind of way, after a while you did enjoy the suck. When you're on an 18-mile road march in Alaska and it's 25 below zero and your boogers are frozen to your butt crack because they went down that far and froze, there's something about that eventually you kind of take some sadistic pleasure in. You've got to figure out a way to make the sacrifices you're making worth it. Now, I'm not going to go out and do that type of road march today. There's no need for it. But at the time, the sacrifice, you can actually turn that into a positive instead of being a drudgery. If you want to know what it's like to go set 300 raccoon traps and run them, and you're stuck in a state that's got a 24-hour trap check like most of us, that's going to take a lot of sacrifice. That's going to take a lot of accepting the suck to do that. But I promise you, leading up to that point, during that point, and oh my goodness, after that point, you'll be a different person in everything you do, because you're just not floating around anymore. You're getting things done. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And we're not made spiritually or emotionally or however you want to say it, godishly, to just float around, guys. That's just not the way humans are wired.
Telling you, you can make whatever kind of money you want to make, you can have whatever you want to have, you can do whatever you want to do, like there are no limitations. And aren't you tired? There's some of y'all out there right now, you're tired. You know, somebody telling you when to come to work, somebody telling you when to take lunch, somebody telling you when to do a vacation, somebody telling you what you can and cannot do. Some of us, we were born to fly. But what I'm telling you is, when you become the right person, what I mean by the right person is, once you identify who you are and you begin to separate yourself from the masses, and you begin to see your individuality, when you begin to see your talents, when you begin to see your personal skills, all right, it's like this. If you ever wore a suit from the store before, that's one thing. But if you ever got a suit tailored, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you ever got a tailored suit before, you know that it's different from going to buy a one-size-fits-all suit and then having a suit that's tailor-made. It fit different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it's fit to you. And what I'm telling you is, you need to have a tailor-made life. When you were created, you were created with a specific purpose, a specific design. I don't care if you was born and, you know, your parents didn't claim you, you still special. I don't care if your mama went in your life, your daddy went in your life, you are still special.
First step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
When you become the right person, when you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never ever be the best copycat in the world, but you will be the best you could be.
You have a purpose for every action. Every action has results.
Believe in the dream. I believe in the dream. Our dreams come true. There's no reason. every one of yours can't even.
I have no shirt, says no nose. Jay's gonna win in 2013.
Believe in the journey you're about to embark on. Mentally, you must believe it before you physically start it. Otherwise, you will never reach your reserve. Your questions will be figured out. When you hit rock bottom, when you fail, you hit the fucking pavement. You'll learn to fucking catch yourself. That's the lesson you never forget. Stop trying to learn everybody else. Believe in yourself as enough of a reason to transform into something great. Stop sitting back saying, yeah, man, that'd be cool. I want to be this, I want to be that. Grab your fucking nuts and be it.
Make a choice, right? Just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
And I hope you listen to what that guy just said. I don't really know who he is. You can tailor make your life. You can tailor make your trap line to be what you want it to be. Think how powerful that is. If you're one of these guys that wants to make a living in the trapping industry, the only person stopping you, dude, is you. Not your boss, not your neighbor, not anybody else that is in this industry. You. Until you realize you can be your worst enemy, you are never going to make whatever it is that you want to make your life into be. We all have the same opportunities. You know, a sports analogy, all men are created equal. Some just work harder in preseason. You want to have a company like F&T or Minnesota or Sterling or one of the big boys? You can do it. There's nothing, money included, nothing that's stopping you from doing that. You want to go out and be the guy that catches 3,000 coons or 1,000 coyotes with foothold traps or whatever it is that you want to do? The only person, the only thing that's stopping you is you. Nobody else. Not other trapping competition. Not other people in the trapping industry. It doesn't matter what they do. The only competition you've really got in trapping is you. Now, you may have to compete for animals at a certain location. It's up to you to be better than that person at that time. Work harder than that person at that time. Don't get mad at that guy. He's probably mad at you too. Where is that getting you? Nowhere. You can tailor your trap line to meet you, which brings up a big point that is really running rampant in the trapping industry. You are never going to tailor make your life, your trap line, a business in the trapping industry, or a business selling widgets to China if you're a copycat. If all you do is try to copy everybody else, guys, you're going to be nothing but a copycat. You can be a good copycat, but you're a copycat. And a copycat means the best you can do is to be second best to the original. And who wants that? Nobody. You want to come down to Texas and have a bigger predator control presence than I do? Knock yourself out. All that's going to do is make me better. You want to come when I'm trapping in Dunlap, Tennessee, and make me work twice as hard to catch the otter that I'm catching right now? Knock yourself out. It's going to make me a better trapper. But you better bring your A game if you try to do either one of those. I'm not going to be mad at you about that. If you can figure out how to do it, I'm going to be inspired and motivated by you. I'm going to go, holy cow, we've got to do this better. You're going to push me out of my comfort zone? I'm going to push right back. But I'm not going to be mad about it. I'm not going to be greedy about it. I'm just going to push back. I will tailor my trap line, my life at that time, if it's important enough to me to sacrifice anything for that, then I'm going to do it. And guys, I'm telling you, that is earth-shattering to the person who truly believes they can tailor their life. Because a lot of this stuff I'm talking about is not just trapping. If you don't like your life, change it. If you don't like your job, get smarter or figure out another way to do something. And we're going to go into that on the business side. If you have a job and trapping is so important to you, that's all that you want to do, and you got a job that won't let you do that, get another job. Is it going to be inconvenient? Yeah. Could you make less money? Yeah. You could also make more money. I mean, the half empty, half full cup kind of guys. Screw that. Thinking inside the box. Screw that. Doing what other people think you should do. Screw that. You can make it whatever you want it to be. It is 100% totally up to nobody else in this world but you. And for that to happen, don't copy what Clint's doing. Don't copy what O'Gorman does. Don't copy what Randy does, Jeff does, Scott Welch does, Blackie does. I can just go on and on. Don't copy. Be better than. Have a better work ethic than. Be smarter than. Learn more than. Modify better than. Custom fit it to be better than someone that you may look up to. I mean, that's the goal. I hope. Don't float. But you can tailor your life or your trap line and change the world you live in, your sphere that you deal with every day, if you decide to.
So if you want to make six figures, you can't just be talking about you want to make six figures. You hear what I'm saying to you tonight? If you do the three things I tell you to do tonight, I guarantee you, whatever it is you want to do in life, you'll be able to do. You will be able to accomplish whatever you want to academically, financially, relationally, whatever. So three things. All right, I'm going to tell you the story. I got to get out of here. And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money. And so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow. 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit, should have worn shorts. The old man grabs his hand, said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he like, this guy crazy. Adrian, he like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area. The shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He's making money, but he crazy. He said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. It was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This guy is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratched, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? I'm looking for a different word though than lip. What's that word? He said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by, she forgot she didn't eat. Because she was engaged. I'll never forget. When 50 Cent was doing his movie, I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, he was doing the soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep, he said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality. Football players, how many football players? Got anybody like football in here? Raise your hand. Anybody like football? Emmitt Smith. I used to be a Cowboy fan. Before they did my boy Tom Landry wrong, I used to be a Cowboy fan. And watch this, there was a commercial. Emmitt Smith had won his first Super Bowl, and he had this commercial when he was lifting weights. I don't know if you saw the commercial, he was lifting, and he said, Emmitt said, you know what? I won the Super Bowl, so I can rest now. He was doing his bench press. So he said, I won the Super Bowl, so I can rest now. So he throws up about 325, boom. And he rests for about 2 seconds. And he... Boom. 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 Did you see that? He'd already won a Super Bowl. He said, I think I'm going to take a rest. And he rests for how long? 1 second. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, somebody came to my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money. Because I got it in here. So listen to me. Emmitt Smith said this at the end of the commercial. Emmitt Smith said, all men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm going to say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. There will never be a point in your time, in your life, where it's the right time to do a great thing. If you're waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation.
So a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you have. When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game?
There are things that you think you'll never need to know, that you may only need to know one time in your life, but that could save your life because you had that knowledge.
Unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it, that you talk yourself out of it?
You're waiting on your next door neighbor to make it happen for you. It may not happen. If you're waiting on your mother or your father, they may be so ancient in their thinking that they don't understand this opportunity that you have. And if you're waiting on them, it may never get done. You don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You don't beg good people to be phenomenal. You just are phenomenal and you will attract phenomenal.
What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
If you're not where you are, if you're not where you want to be, if you don't have what you want to have, if you're not where you think you should be at this particular place, it has nothing to do with the system, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're not making the sacrifice. I want you to make that dream become a reality, because if you don't, you will be working for somebody else to make their dreams become a reality.
Everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more. And let me tell you something, that's a lonely feeling. It's a lonely feeling, particularly people that you're doing it for. Most people take their greatness, take their ideas to the graveyard with them.
Listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. There are people right now who are working who don't want to work. There are people who hate their jobs, but they keep getting up to do it.
The wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, we will find inventions that we never, ever were exposed to. Ideas, dreams that never became reality. Hopes and aspirations that were never acted upon.
Question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? And greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day. Workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day.
When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong?
You will never ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level. But it calls on everything in you. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself.
I mean that what you did last week don't count. Today is the only important day. There are 86,400 seconds in a day, and how you use those are critical. You got 86,400 today, and what you do today is going to cement who you are. Nobody's going to talk about what you did last week.
That the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
You have this opportunity of a lifetime. It means absolutely nothing if you don't take advantage of it in the lifetime of this opportunity.
I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it. If all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it. See, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams, yes to your unfolding future, yes to your potential, as opposed to saying no.
When you die, die on E. Leave no dream left behind, guys. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me, you're gonna be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.
So let me ask you something. Have you been waiting for the perfect time to do whatever it is that you want to do and you're trapping? Are you looking for the perfect opportunity? Just like one of those guys in that little speech just said. It ain't never going to happen that way. You've got to make that opportunity. You want to get in the predator control business? No one's going to do it for you. I can't give you advice that's going to get you a job. I can't tell you what to do unless you actually use that advice. And what I found is people want the advice, but they don't want to go through the process to get there. So it's going to be up to you and nobody else, nobody except you, to to make things happen. So it is the perfect time and it is the perfect opportunity. You know, the old saying about luck comes is camouflaged in sweat and overalls. Same thing comes with trapping. You want to land a good job somewhere on a deer ranch where you make really good money and there's a bunch of animals there and everybody's, you know, the dream thing you're thinking of. It ain't going to happen unless you make it happen. It may not happen right away. You know, this world we live in where everything's got to be instant, that's not the way the real world works. But you've got to set yourself up to be in those situations. Now, one of the things, and the reason I use this to end the show with, is I want to ask you a question. Because I truly believe there's something inside of that one of those speeches that is just mind-blowing if you think about it. Do you know the best trap that has ever been invented, I guarantee you, is in the graveyard? The best coyote lure or bobcat lure that's ever been invented never made it out of somebody's head before they died because they just went about their business and let opportunity walk on past them. So my question to you, as we end this tonight, and hopefully you're the guy that's listening to this, that you needed to hear this, some of this stuff, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to answer it every single day that you're trapping. Are you leaving the best trap line in the best trap line day of your life in the graveyard because it never became reality? I hope that's not the case for you. And it doesn't have to be the case for you. So when you leave this earth, do yourself a favor. Make yourself a pact that whatever it is, guys, it doesn't matter what level that you're wanting to go with your trapping or what your goals are. But when you leave this earth, you've accomplished every single thing you wanted to do in trapping. You didn't let someday, that nasty, evil phrase of someday, take that away from you.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, see, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no.
When you die, die on E. Leave no dream left behind, guys. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me, you're gonna be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.